Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, this was Chris Ballard, his rant about Adonai Mitchell falling to the Colts. Reports about character and diabetes, all that. It led to the Texas/Georgia receiver ending up in Indianapolis. Here was Chris Ballard addressing the media about it.
I don't know. I mean, I read some of the bull that was said on TV. I mean, just the typical, excuse my language, our typical league. Unnamed sources, you know, bad interview. That's such bull. I mean, it f-ing is. It's bull. Like, put your name on it. I'm tired of, we tear these young men down. These are 21, 22 young men. And if people out there can tell me they're perfect in their lives, it's crap. It's crap. This is a good kid. And, you know, for those reports to come out, like, you know, I said it last year. It's bull. I'm sorry. I apologize for the language. I don't, but I do.
So what does he mean, people be perfect in their lives? What does that mean?
I think he just says, like, you're picking up just little things apart when, you know, maybe some of them aren't little all the time.
What were the reports? I don't know. Like, what were they?
I guess it was like, was it attitude or
I have no idea. Love I didn't hear anything about it.
Yeah, I don't know, but it got him triggered, that's for sure.
I mean, who's saying it? You think it'd be Kirby Smart? You think Kirby Smart's dirty bashing the guy who left Georgia?
No.
Wins a couple national championships and leave. You think Kirby Smart's saying great things? I don't know. Who's saying this?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, it's something.
Because I didn't really see it. I know the S2 was last year. I don't know what he was saying.
I think it's also just it is kind of ridiculous how every player is just, I mean, it's part of the game, but every player is just nitpicked to death.
I just don't think that this goes well for the Texans. I think this could be one of the ones that got away. Mm-hmm. Malik Nabers out of LSU, he can't even pretend that he thinks Daniel Jones is good. He actually looked rather disgusted when he was drafted
by
LSU.
Didn't you call him Daniel?
He did. and then they showed him pulling up to the facility. He looked a little bit miserable. Before we hear from him, here was the GM of the Giants, Joe Shane, talking about the quarterback situation with the Giants. This isn't quite a massive endorsement of Daniel Jones.
Did not take a quarterback in this draft. You did a lot of work before the draft has been reported. You tried to move up, or at least had conversations about moving up for a quarterback in this draft. Where do you consider yourself with the quarterback position now for this year and for the future?
Yeah, I said it in January after the season. The expectation was Daniel would be our starter, and we brought Drew Lock in to be his backup, and Tommy's been the backup. So that's where we are, and I mean that's where we're going to move forward this season. Daniel's still on contract for 3 more years. So as it sits today, that's where we are.
Been so massive.
No, when you start talking about he's still under contract, that's not a good endorsement.
Here was Malik Nabers being asked about Daniel Jones. He can't even fake it.
Talked with Daniel Jones yet?
I actually did talk to Daniel Jones. He was just like, you know, I'm happy that you're here. You know, we're gonna hit the ground running, you know, and then learn. He's gonna learn about me. I'm gonna learn about him, and we're gonna get together.
I know it's very early, but what do you make of him as a quarterback?
You know, I'll wait till I get here to see. You know, all that. I'm just happy to be here. Great organization, you know, here. So I'm just happy to be here.
All right.
Yeah. You know he's seen
it's
him.
A hell of an endorsement.
You know he's seen him.
Can't even pretend and say he's got some talent or something.
Yeah.
Can't do the undertone. He's got a lot of ability.
Yeah, we'll see.
The backhanded compliment.
Yeah, we'll see when he gets here.
We wait to training camp.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Can't tell me he hadn't seen him play.
Carolina Panthers. They got Bryce Young some weapons. At least they attempted to do so, despite not having a first-round pick. It started with a trade-up into round one. Xavier Leggett, who told John Crumpler of the Texans Wire that the Panthers told him they were going to take him in the second round. Well, they had to trade up to the first because that got out.
Mm-hmm.
And Xavier Leggett, country as hell, by the way, he was asked about what it was like to be a Carolina Panther. This is what the country dude had to say.
Xavier, you woke up a Carolina Panther. Did you have to pinch yourself?
Say it one more time.
So you woke up a Carolina Panther this morning. Did you have to pinch yourself a little bit?
Oh, no, man. I woke up right here, man. I got a call right after I got drafted. They was coming to pick me up at 9:30 in the morning. I told them I'm going to be ready.
You got the call. Because I saw the emotion in your face in the video, but what were those emotions?
Overly excited my whole time, and I really was trying to hold my tears in for real, man. I told my folks I wasn't going to crack. I was trying to be tough guy. But, man, I was really over excited.
Man,
I listened to this far too many times. Like, I must have listened.
What was the last part?
Where he's talking about it, holding in the tears?
He said, I really tried to be excited.
Be a man.
Yeah, man, I told my folks I wasn't going to crack. I was trying to be tough guy. Yeah. Oh, man, I was really over excited.
Over what?
He was trying to be a tough guy.
Man, I was really over excited.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
I'll go with that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams. As a result of the trade, the Bears had the first pick this year. Caleb Williams got a lot of expectations. He's had them for a while, and that's not going to change.
Caleb, you touched on those growing pains a little bit, but kind of everywhere you've gone, you have the confidence that you are the best. Do you come in here expecting to be great right away?
Yeah, why wouldn't I? Obviously, if there's growing pains, you know, you handle them. But that doesn't mean that affects your greatness. There's trials and tribulations that you go through. You know, why would I go somewhere, work so hard for so many years, and in every situation that I go to, believe I'm the best, and then, you know, I get here and I don't believe that. You know, that doesn't mean that I go around and boast. It doesn't mean that I go around and, you know, and say that. But the way I handle my work, the way I carry myself every day, how I treat my friends, families, teammates, the faculty, the executives here, the custodians, whatever the case may be, treat everybody as they are. We're all equal, and everybody should think that they're the best when you do things and you work so hard for stuff.
Okay.
I thought he handled himself pretty well, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, right. That's good.
I can get down with that.
Yeah.
Can get down with this. Around the NFL here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. So John Schneider and Mike McDonald, the head coach and GM for the Seattle Seahawks, they wore mechanic shirts to the draft. They were wearing mechanic shirts with their names on them. They were asked why they were wearing the shirts. Here was the answer.
What's the idea behind the shirts on day 3?
Oh, our gas station shirts. Yeah, this is like we're going to work, getting up, and this is the day, we just like get after it, and it's just like, hey, we're not going to outsmart you, we're going to outwork you.
For Tyrese at one.
And that has nothing to do with gas stations, I guess, but like just hard work.
Oh my God.
You didn't like that, huh?
That is awful. That is a bit gone wrong right there.
Why not?
That is awful.
They got their sleeves rolled up. Ready to change the oil?
That is awful.
Why do you call it gas station shirts,
yeah,
man?
It's mechanic shirt.
It's mechanic shirt.
You know, gas station shirt, man.
Little tire rotation,
gas
maybe?
Stations you going to.
Yeah.
The 49ers, they have running backs, although they traded up for Isaiah Garrido out of Louisville. Very fast, by the way. Kyle Shanahan asked, what made him do that? Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, we think he's got a lot of speed. All our backs can run, but it's nice to add one who possibly can run a little bit faster, just for the change of pace and things like that. Like his running style. His running style, I think, is similar to Elijah's and the style that he runs with, and he's built that way, and like the 40 that he has.
Did you want to add speed in general to your offense this offseason?
No, we didn't make a blanket statement like that, but it was we wanted to add some speed to the running back room if we could. But you don't just add that just to add it. It's got to be the right type of runner with the speed, and there's a couple guys in the back and in the draft who had that, and this is the one we really liked in that way.
All right, elsewhere in Green Bay. Oh, another guy who came from the McVay-Shanahan pipeline. Okay, Matt LaFleur. Oh, what? Y'all got Josh Jacobs and you got A.J. Dillon? Multiple running backs that can make plays and you wanted another one? What's up with that? I can't relate to that. Here's LaFleur on the Packers taking Marshawn Lloyd.
I think he's a piece that, first of all, he's big. He's 220 pounds. He's got really good speed. And I think he gives us an element out the backfield. You know, he really showcased that the week of the Senior Bowls, especially in the one-on-one situations that he was in, and just gives us a little different flavor, maybe.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You know, the more you look at this, and this is what you've been talking about all day, like it kind of boggles the mind. Like these guys are all cut from the same cloth. They have the same theory on the running back position and the blocking scheme. And yet they must have high hopes or expectations for Damian Pierce. Something. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe they're just not there yet. Like there's different steps of the process and maybe you have to have a more full roster like San Francisco, maybe even like Green Bay before you start doing that. I would love to get to the point where you're just churning running backs and trying to get that speed going and all that. Not relying on CJ. I see the, they have CJ. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to enter that business. I would still like to be able to run the ball. And maybe he can throw it to one of these guys. I mean, right out of Tennessee, a little bit of a screen. Maybe they like Dare Ogunbowale and what he brings to the table. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
we'll see.
Yeah. Sean McVay, they drafted Jordan Whittington, which I thought was interesting. Whittington out of Texas was supposed to be 6th, 7th round pick. They took him in the 5th, which is interesting because this is a slot receiver. They have Cooper Kupp. and they have Puka Nacua. Like, so you had the guy who was damn near shattering every normal receiving record in the slot.
Mm-hmm.
You decided to draft Puka last year. He broke the rookie receiving record, record for receptions. And then you take another slot guy in the fifth round. Sean, what are we doing here, man?
Sarkisian and I have a relationship, and this is a guy that they love. He's played in all three spots. He's a core special teams guy. He's made of all the right types of things. I mean, you look at it even in when they're trying to go have that game-winning drive against UW, he's making a big slot fade catch down the sideline that puts them in a chance to be able to score and try to be able to advance to a national championship. But the makeup, the things that he's overcome to be in the positions that he's in, the way that he's affected and influenced positive change with the people that he's been around, you know, we're very excited. And he's got some versatility. You know, it sounds like a really smart player that can do a lot of different things, and that's really valuable for us.
All right, good for him.
That's a lot of weapons over there.
No, but it's just I don't. He might end up just being a guy, and I think it's possible. But it's just when you have all those slot receivers, and whatever the hell you do to evaluate slot receivers is obviously in ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is not even just saying, well, this team has a lot of. I mean, this is
no. They know what they're doing.
I mean, Cooper Kupp was a Super Bowl MVP, and Puka, had it not been for C.J. Stroud, was going to be the offensive rookie of the year.
Yeah.
And then you draft another slot guy with a few rounds left in the draft. It just makes you say, okay, well, should other people have probably
you
got
to respect what they did.
On top of this.
Right? You have to at least respect their decision there.
I saw this tweet. It was from Mitch Seestein.
Mm-hmm.
And he said this about the Chiefs wide receivers. A couple more letters.
Who was
after
it?
That C. Mitch Seestein.
Okay.
This was what he said about the Chiefs wide receiver room, and this is something nobody's talking about. These are some crazy facts here. And they drafted Xavier Worthy at the end of the first round. He said, quote, the Chiefs wide receiver room is crazy. Hollywood Brown, 4.27, 40-yard dash.
Mm-hmm.
Xavier Worthy, 4.21, 40-yard dash.
Damn.
Rashee Rice, 119 miles per hour.
Dude goes 119? How about that? That's a fast wide receiver room. I didn't see that tweet. Who tweeted it?
Mitch Seestein.
Okay.
Yeah. Seestein. Seestein, however you want to say it. Pintel. Yeah. That's a wild tweet right there.
That is a wild tweet.
Tank Dell released from the hospital. Minor wound in the Florida shooting. So he's going to be back in town.
How long did it take for you, now be honest, to start thinking, I wonder when he's going to be back?
I mean, immediately. What do you mean?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, oh, he's alive? Okay, how serious is it?
Yeah.
That's the step. Oh, he's alive?
When's he going to be able to play?
Not serious? Okay.
When's he going to be able to
play? Is he going to be at minicamp?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm honest. I'm not going to sit here and lie about it.
My son, like, in the first 5 minutes was like, well, I hope it's, like, in the shoulder, right? Isn't that the one that would affect him the least? Or like a nick here in the arm or something. We're trying to figure out when he can get back.
I was hoping like something very useless.
Yes, something that is not going to keep him from getting on the field too soon, too late.
Yeah, he's good. You ready to go. I mean, he's probably not going to be going out as much. I mean, this seemed like it was just kind of a small little gathering. I don't know if it was...
I mean,
sometimes stuff like that happens.
That's the thing, Figgy.
Yeah, you can't avoid that, man.
It could have been the Texans draft party. It could have been the party that he was at. Could have been the picnic I was at Shepherd Park. Could have been Daly's. Like, this stuff just happens. And obviously it's ridiculous and it's sad, but it just happens. And so that's what I hate. Everybody just automatically trying to make some assumption about
stop going to nightclubs.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I saw that a bunch of times.
Yeah, NFL players shouldn't go to nightclubs. Bad things happen. Shut up. Seriously.
But it wasn't a nightclub. It wasn't even a nightclub, though.
But now you got people wanting to ban nightclubs.
But let me give you those four examples I just gave, Landry. Would you be surprised if something similar happened at Shepherd Park, where I had a picnic yesterday with my family? No. Would you be surprised if something like that happened at the Texans draft party? No. You wouldn't be surprised anywhere.
Jeez, man.
No, I'm not making any, you know, whatever
yeah.
you want to call it. I'm saying it's not a surprise anywhere. So don't jump to any conclusions because he happened to be at a pool party, you know, in Florida.
It was a pool party?
Yeah. There was a pool there. I don't know if it was a pool party per se, but there was a pool there. That's where the fight broke out. But I'm like, I'm with Figgy. Like, people just making these assumptions and don't do this and don't do that. And NFL players shouldn't go. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, it's a lot of NFL. It's a lot of athletes that party, go to nightclubs all the time, man.
Yeah.
And stuff like that don't always break out.
Mm-hmm. That can happen anywhere, man.
Yeah.
Just glad he's all right, dude.
Lopez, you're a slime ball. Why?
I'll just be honest. Hmm? The Adonai Mitchell anger would have been a lot heavier right now.
If it was. I'm not even going to say anything.
I would have been like, damn it, Nick. No, I'm glad he's okay. Yeah. I'm just in all seriousness, though, that is kind of where you start there. Okay, well.
Yeah.
Plus, he's already been through a damn lot.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the other thing. Yeah. Like, it's even like a human. Like, he got hurt in the middle of his season. It was mm-hmm. like a real, like, traumatic thing for the team. And then now this. Fortunately, I don't know what a minor gunshot wound is, though. I'm going to have to get some description on that.
Is there such a thing? Is that like minor surgery? It's minor if it doesn't happen to you. If it happens to you, it ain't minor. You know? It's kind of like that. Minor surgery. Minor gun. I'll tell you one thing. I'm never going to tell you I had a minor gunshot injury. Someone else might describe it as that.
Ain't that like a ricochet or something like that? That's how I kind of took it.
I have no idea.
If he actually got shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, ain't nothing minor about that.
There ain't nothing minor about that. No.
That's not what the report said.
Yeah.
But if you are going to report this, can you? I think, like, sometimes the words, like, it's like a small thing. Like, if you say restaurant or bar, that's a bit, that's okay. Like bar and grill or restaurant or something. Nightclub. Like, you got to have.
That's the worst looking nightclub.
You can't say nightclub if it's not a nightclub.
Yeah. No, you're right.
That, like.
Yeah, nightclub, you ain't getting no pistol or nothing in there.
Yeah, because that was the report I saw was nightclub. And that's just kind of that. You got to get that right.
Yeah.
Why don't you just say what the place was?
I don't even know if they can really define what it was. I've seen event center. So it sounds like it was just some sort of indoor, outdoor. Yeah. It was a private party, too. I saw that it was a private party and that it was some sort of event center. But, yeah, the conclusions that people jump to are just ridiculous. Predictable, but ridiculous.
The internet goes nuts. Texans steal the show. Shots fired at a beloved city around here. And my gosh, I might have a favorite prospect. Goodness gracious. Internet nuts next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. I got the
internet going nuts. Internet going nuts here on In the Loop Sports Radio 60 and Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Round 4, Texans straight up. The pick was announced. by the legend known as Sketch. Here's what it sounded like on ESPN and NFL Network when Cade Stover was announced in Detroit.
Let's go! What's up, brothers? How are we doing? Make some noise! Come on! This is football! Come on! The Philadelphia Eagles have traded the 123rd pick to the Houston Texans. With the 123rd pick of the NFL draft, the Houston Texans select Cade Stover, tight end, Ohio State.
All right, there you go. Getting booed, though. That's kind of still Michigan territory. But Cade Stover gets announced. Nick Caserio loves him some Cade Stover. My goodness. I've never heard him speak that highly of someone. Stover, going to be a tight end. Former teammate of C.J. Stroud, Nick Caserio, called him elite. Said he was one of their favorite football players in the draft. So he is not even trying to hide it when it comes to his love for Stover.
And he called him elite in every way. It's pretty damn crazy.
I got the internet going nuts.
Speaking of crazy, Charles Barkley just makes me laugh. Talking about Pelicans don't deserve to go to Cancun. You may not be wrong.
Where they going, Chuck? Galveston? That dirty ass water. We're not even gonna send them to Cancun. We're gonna send them to Galveston with that dirty ass water be washed up on the shore. You people think they're in the beach. Y'all located, y'all gonna send y'all to Cancun. Y'all drive y'all and y'all quit. Drive your ass down to Galveston. Come on, man.
So they're not taking a little.
They didn't even try, man. No, we're not getting them no plane ticket to the beach. We send their ass to Galveston, Texas, right where that dirty water washed up on the beach. They can't even get in the water.
If that water's so dirty, I'd rather go to San Antonio. With them big old women. No, I'm not going to Galveston. I want to go to the beach down in the river walk and watch them big old women walk around San Antonio.
So you know what? So you know what sets him off. Okay, so you know what? We're going to
rather go, Chuck? San Antonio.
He's Chuck, and you might not be wrong on some of that stuff.
What do you mean? You don't like Galveston? Not a fan?
No, the water's not. Okay, I could get into a whole Bite Me podcast segment here, but there's so many minerals in the water that it makes it a little dirtier, a little darker. It's actually a very rich water.
Sometimes it's darker than other times. I will say that. Yeah. There are times where it looks clear. There's times where it's dark.
Yeah.
Charles Barkley. Always got jokes.
I got the internet going nuts.
The first pick of the second round, Keon Coleman out of Florida State. Got to tell you, big fan of this guy. Was not familiar with your work, sir, but big fan of him. This was him. He was at his press conference. He was rocking a big yellow jacket, and he asked the media types to guess where he got his jacket, and this transitioned into him talking about his strategy when it comes to shopping.
For 2 years? You guess where I got this from, though. I'm saying you got to guess. You're going to be wrong, though, but guess.
Tom Izzo.
Nah, Macy's. What you mean? they be on sale on the rack, all the colors. Look, $79.89. Nice little deal. You can get the trench coat for like $100. Nice little, I'll take you there personally. I might go get some more colors. I need a blue one and another red one.
There's good Thanksgiving sales too. That's what I usually do.
See, I ain't know nothing about Thanksgiving. I shop like my mom. I get my coats in the summertime. You got to shop a season or two before, just in case, you know, and they be cheaper. Because you go at Thanksgiving, everybody in Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying? Who we starting with? Oh, we could go. Oh, my bad. Hold up. Y'all can hear me? This on or this off? All right, bro.
Smart shopper, man. Absolute smart shot.
That is smart. You go outside of the season, it's no doubt. He also, by the way, when Florida State has 6 o'clock games, apparently he likes to feast fast food style, which makes me like him even more. This is another video that went viral. They were asked what he gets from McDonald's on game days. This is what he said.
Play like a 4 o'clock game or something. Too hot and spicy with cheese. Extra mayo. We got medium fry, all your McFlurry, and a 10-piece nugget.
So what was that again?
Two hot and spices, which are like McChickens, mm-hmm. extra mayo with cheese, medium fry, and then Oreo McFlurry and 10-piece. That's a normal meal.
For a college football player, yeah, that's probably meal. Just But it's nice.
That's nothing crazy.
Yeah.
That's good. Make plays there. Mm-hmm. Might be why he's not running as fast as...
Well, that was one of the criticisms. Like. That's one of the criticisms.
I got the internet going nuts.
J-Lo coming to Houston. Joey Loperfido has officially been called up to the Houston Astros. Now, he's more of an outfielder than a first baseman, but he can play first base. So this is... That's it, right? That's it with Jose Abreu? We're done?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, what are they going to do with him?
What are they going to do
with
him?
You going to option him?
I mean, it's a big big ticket item there, but like enough's enough. So they're bringing up this guy, one of the top prospects. I think he has like, what do you have, 18 home runs already? 14? Something like that.
Strikes out a lot, apparently.
Strikes out a lot, but does have, he is a long ball hitter.
I got the internet going nuts.
Devondre Sweat is a Tennessee Titan. He was expected to slide in the draft, really didn't. Went early second round, and one of the main Titans, I think he works for Locked On Titans at Tic Tac Titans, Tyler Rowland. It seems like every Tennessee fan has a little bit of an accent. But here was Tyler Rowland voicing his displeasure about the Sweat pick.
It's a smack in the face. It is spitting in the face of Tennessee Titans fans to act like they care about character concerns and then go get Tavondre Sweat, who is one of the worst character guys in the entire draft. All of that stuff is the off-field problem that you have with Tavondre Sweat. Now let's talk about on the field. And it kind of blurs together because clearly the dude does not love football, does not take it serious, is not mature, is not professional. And that's why he's been overweight his entire college career. 380 pounds. Tavondre Sweat only averaged 35 snaps a game in college because he is overweight and not in shape. Tavondre Sweat cannot play full games as a three down defensive lineman. He does not have the stamina and the conditioning to do so. Basically, you just picked Tyre Tart in the second round. Man, to take a player like this at 38. I feel lied to. And then screw the character concerns for a second. Just the player himself.
Feel lied to, huh?
I don't know. That's kind of a bizarre rant that he went on.
Did he say it about Jeffrey Simmons? Because I know Jeffrey Simmons had his one incident.
Well, you're kind of in the same.
And I like Simmons a lot.
Yeah.
But was he saying that about Jeffrey Simmons?
Yeah, you're kind of in the same ballpark
where Ridley gambled on his own squad. Did he say that about Calvin Ridley?
Yeah, so there's that. But there's also, like, do you want him to be a three-down tackle?
That's so ridiculous.
He's like, he's not a three-down. Well, no kidding. Yeah. No kidding. He's not a three-down.
I mean, he's 400 pounds. And the thing about schools like Texas, Georgia, Alabama is – a lot of times they have like blue chippers that are backups, and you give them the chance to just kind of see ball, get ball on third down. So I don't know. Look, it's early. I mean, I thought that there would be a little bit more of a slide, but you put him next to Simmons. I just think that's
look the worth one doing. The one thing is he did go earlier than we thought. Certainly, I thought.
Yeah, it's almost like the off field never happened.
Yeah, even before the off field, but that rant was a little bizarre.
Oh, he's got Titans Twitter going crazy.
For me, yeah, absolutely.
I got the internet going nuts.
Draft grades, baby. I hate them so much, and I read them all the time.
Brandon Scott.
Just like every time I see draft grades, and I read B. Scott's first thing this morning or whenever it was, they're the absolute worst. You can't really trust them. You know how Nick Caserio feels about grades, and boy, do I suck them down. I mean, I just always look at the draft grade. And B. Scott.
Pause, man.
What, don't you suck down a drink?
Oh, my.
I suck down those draft grades.
All I heard was Nick Caserio and suck them down.
I suck them down.
Yo.
Pause,
that's,
man.
That's a y'all problem, not a me problem. Yeah, I'm always in on the draft grades. But B. Scott, if you are going to read any, did a fantastic job.
I got the internet going nuts.
Big day for the Kelce brothers. Did they just make it to where their good news has to come in twos? Like, is this kind of where, like, well, I can't let one do it if I don't let the other? Because Travis Kelce and the Kansas City Chiefs have agreed on a new 2-year contract extension to make him the NFL's highest paid tight end. Mm-hmm. He was an extreme bargain. Now he's the NFL's highest paid tight end. 2-year contract. Bro, he's approaching his mid-30s.
Yeah.
So there's that. His brother, by the way, he's going to be on Monday Night Countdown on ESPN. So hopefully he's replacing Robert Griffin III, and they can quit having their studio time used for viral moments to where you send it to the aggregators and they help you go viral.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's the case, but I think Jason Kelce is going to be really fantastic at whatever he does.
For sure. And speaking of the Kelseys.
I got the internet going nuts.
So this is just happening right now as Billboard has released. This is right in your wheelhouse, Landry, with your Taylor Swift take. Taylor Swift now has the top 14 songs in the top 100. 14 out of the top 14.
It's not real.
Are hers. It's... I thought of you because of your take on that it can't be real or that it's doing something.
This is so made up.
But
man.
Look at that. 14 out of 14. The number one so through 14 up. Songs on the Billboard Hot 100 are all.
I think the record companies are buying a lot and then people are just think it's popular and they're piggybacking on it. 14, come on.
Yeah, man. The record label's in bed with billboards and all that stuff.
100%. Like that 14, come on.
14 songs.
Even the ones they play on the radio. I mean, come on.
Name one of the songs.
I can't. Well, I'm looking at them now.
That's what
I could right now, but otherwise I couldn't.
Right. If the music was going like that, we would be hearing that music right now in the air.
Yeah. It's not real, man. It's not real. Coming up, the draft. Did the Texans make themselves better? Are the Texans a better team now than they were before the draft? Or are we just going to have to sit and wait? Let's discuss next. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Figgy.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Did the Texans become a better team, yes or no, after this draft? Are the Texans better now? Like, let's say week one immediately. Because obviously stuff can play out. But do you think the Texans immediately made themselves a better club?
Yeah, slightly. I'm not going to say, oh my gosh, here we go. But just based on what they did in the secondary alone. I think that's a little bit, it was a big message that they sent. They're going to obviously, they have Okuda coming in. They love what Stingley is, but they're obviously trying to upgrade at safety and cornerback. So by default, they're going to have a better chance to do that with a couple more players back there. Slightly. I'm not going to say, oh, this was a home run or anything, you know?
I would say maybe. I can't 100% say that these guys are going to be immediate contributors. I think they could play their way into it. There's going to be growing pains. I don't know what is Lassiter going to be better than Okuda or Dez King? Yeah, I don't know. Is Blake Fisher going to beat out Titus Howard? I don't know. Nick Caserio said that Titus Howard is one of the best tackles in the league, so I don't know. Bolick at safety, I think he's going to develop into a really good player. Is he going to immediately be ready to go? Might take some time. Jamal Hill is kind of a tweener. There's going to be some growing pains there. Jawar Jordan, I know he just sent out a tweet saying, I got something for y'all. But maybe he helps you in the kick return game immediately. And then you have Bird, Harris, and Henderson. I don't know if these guys are like immediate impact guys. And that's not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bad thing. Damian Pierce was an immediate impact guy, and now there's question marks about him. So whether these guys are immediate or not, I gave the draft a C. I think the draft was a C. I know that this is not like the best dialogue to have, but
I thought that Lassiter might have been there when you picked next, and Fisher himself said he was kind of surprised he went in that area. Mm-hmm. So as far as them being better right now, week one, I don't know.
Well, and the other part of it that maybe kind of makes you pause a little bit is what was there that you didn't get, or what you could have gotten and they leaped over you to get. You know, there might have been a player that you preferred, but it's, you know, you're just never going to know if that's the case. But look, the only thing that would have made this an A is if it was absolute big time first round picks that are clearly going to step in and have an immediate impact. Well, you didn't even have a first round pick, so how can it be? You know, it's just not going to happen.
Nick Caserio seemed more pleased with this draft than I've ever seen him with the draft. That's what I thought was really interesting, is that maybe he was just stressed. I'm not sure, but we've seen him after CJ and Will. But after this one, it seemed like this was the most pleased that I can see him, just based on body language, ever with Nick Caserio.
I think this is what he enjoys the most, those mid-round finding players in the third round, fourth round, that end up being... And frankly, I think it's probably what a lot of general managers enjoy the most. It's not hard to know that C.J. Stroud is a top two or three quarterback, you know, or Will Anderson is a really good, you know, edge guy. It is hard to project some of these guys. So I think that's what made him happy. I think he loves the meat of the draft.
You think he likes the hardo in the stick stuff?
Yes, absolutely. I mean,
pause. But yeah, do you think that's what it is? Is the more like uncertain it is, the more excited he gets,
feeling like you know something that, or you see something that not everybody else does, and clearly that, I mean, I think that's where he's made hay, you know, in the past, in recent drafts, in those rounds.
He claimed that the draft didn't surprise him, that they weren't surprised by anything. You agree with that?
Nah, you were surprised by something. You had to be, even if it's just like how the first round board broke down. And then, of course, that leads to what you're doing in the second and third. Now, he had to be surprised by something. I just think they had contingencies on all these things.
I think this is a long-term evaluation of a draft. This isn't an immediate, let's...
Maybe. Maybe not. I still believe that there's a real chance that guys like Blake Fisher and Lassiter, and for that matter, Bullock, the top three guys, could find their way into the rotation this year. I wouldn't be surprised. I know it's not necessarily what the Texans want, because they've got guys that are there that they're paying more money to, but I wouldn't be surprised if any of these guys break into the lineup.
If Fisher beats out Titus Howard, that would actually be kind of hilarious for me.
We'd have ourselves a story, that's for sure. How hilarious. Just because of what they paid him. And
well, I don't think that contract extension ever made sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would just be funny. I mean, it would just be.
And why'd you have to do it then?
Well, I mean, if you improve at right tackle, good. Yeah. Like if Titus Howard's going to go out there and not be good next year, and you made a pick to where you avoid that, and Fisher ends up being better, then
mm-hmm.
that's good. I mean, that's a really, really good thing. I know John Harris is high on him. I mean, really high on him.
On Fisher.
Very high on him,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, extremely high. Say he's not coming in to be a swing tackle. I don't know what the hell that means.
Mm-hmm.
Caserio said he was.
No, I would not be surprised. And just to kind of put a bow on one of my main points all day long is don't just because Nick Caserio says he's a swing tackle, don't assume that that's what they really mean.
Well,
that's what they're really expecting.
They're looking at him as a replacement for Tunsil or Howard.
But it might be sooner.
It's just a matter of, is it a two-year thing,
yeah,
or do they think it's going to be sooner?
Yeah. And the fact that they put that high of a draft pick on that position should tell you something, that they think that it's insurance. Insurance for either side, insurance for Titus Howard not panning out, and then you got to – see, the thing is, you got to protect CJ at all costs.
If you laid this draft out and you said before, if I just showed you these picks – and I told you, okay, this is my mock draft. Do you look at this as a Caserio draft or a D'Amico draft? How would you look at it just on the surface if you just looked at it and think of it as I show you this on Thursday morning before the draft starts.
Okay, this is what they're going to end up with.
Yeah.
Boy, this has got D'Amico written all over, doesn't it? But let's look at the top three picks. Two of them are cornerback and safety. That's D'Amico. That's D'Amico making sure, you know, they put so many assets on the defensive side already during free agency. That's him sort of covering his bases at the cornerback and safety position. And then Blake Fisher at tackle. Like, that's not what Nick Caserio would want you to that would, I mean, Nick Caserio made the pick and clearly did the research and liked him. You heard him talking about him. But he's got a lot invested personally in Titus Howard. You know, so that looks like maybe D'Amico going, you know, what?
Yeah, you make a mistake, it's fine. Yeah, it's going to happen. Attack.
Well, sure.
Even the best organizations are going to do it. But, I mean, that's very, very proactive right there. I mean, I rolled my eyes at the notion that they were going to draft a tackle.
I know Sean did.
Mm-hmm. We were laughing about it. Some people had him drafting a tackle in the first round. And we're like, what are they looking at? Well,
whenever he was trying to trade up for a tackle.
Oh.
Making no calls, trying to get a tackle.
What do you think Titus thought about this? He seems to always tweet something. What did he say anything about them?
Taking I didn't even look at his Twitter.
Did he say welcome to town or anything?
I didn't even look at his Twitter.
Is there a welcome to town? Sure.
Well, no matter what he tweeted, it's kind of like Kirk Cousins on a very, very, very smaller scale. Like, hey, man, what are you doing? I'm standing right here, you know?
Oh, yeah, he retweeted the Fisher. So, yeah, he's good.
Okay.
Yeah, he's retweeted a few Fisher things, too. Mm-hmm. So there you go. He's going to be a good teammate. There you go. Right. Train him up, man.
All right.
Train him up. Teach him. Teach him the ways.
We'll see how it goes.
I don't know how it goes. Teach him how to play Madden.
Yeah.
Is Titus good at Madden, by the way?
He plays a lot, it seems like.
Is he good, though?
I don't know.
There's a lot of people that play a lot. Who do you think are the ones that got away? Prospects that perhaps you would have liked to have seen. I know you were big on Edgerrin Cooper.
Edgerrin Cooper was one, and boy, he was right there too. Like we could just feel it watching the draft. I don't know about the party, Figgy, but you could just say, like, he's there. He's right there. Very highly regarded, so he's one. But the other one is DeGene and Kool-Aid, right ahead of you. I mean, they got taken, so it's not a whole lot you could have done about it other than maybe move up yourself. But either one of those guys were certainly more – talked about than Lassiter.
I thought Mitchell would have been a steal. I think it would have helped you significantly. And I think next year, if you have that guy on a rookie deal, especially with how he slid, Colts got a guy with like a chip on his shoulder, athletic, make plays in the red zone, fast, big. That just kind of seemed like one that got away.
Yeah, because he's going to be really, really, really good. And we've been saying it all along, like, as many moves as the Jaguars have made this offseason, you're kind of like, okay, but with that quarterback, you know, just how good are they going to be? But you look at the Colts, I mean, it's a big if, but if they do have the quarterback, look at what else they got around him. I mean, if he's good, if Richardson is good, they have got some pieces around him, man.
And I don't look at the Titans as like a big threat in the division, but I mean, Sweat and Jeffrey Simmons on the D-line just kind of scares me a little bit. Mm-hmm. Say what you want. You can say whatever you want about Tavondre Sweat and three downs and two downs and all that, but he's just going to be eating up blockers, and Jeffrey Simmons is just going to be able to roam around.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little bit scary, too.
Absolutely.
But you got Blake Fisher.
You got Blake Fisher.
Doing what?
We'll see.
Not really. What's he doing?
We'll
I'm sure
see.
He'd be helping out.
Yeah.
Doing what?
Mm-hmm.
He might help out on Simmons or something like that.
What's he going to be playing? Right tackle? Is he your starting right tackle? You think he starts
or something? Swing tackle.
That swing tackle ain't going to be on the field all the time. What do you think they're going to do? You think he's the swing tackle?
No. Well, for now. Like, if you're looking at, when do they become a starter by round? First round, generally speaking, they become a day one starter, right?
Perhaps.
Second and third round, you expect them, especially second round, you expect them to become a starter at some point. So there you go. You got Lassiter and you got Fisher in the second round. You expect them both to be starters. Just a matter of when is the only thing.
About Tunsil.
What about
Tunsil? He's not affected by this, right? He's fine?
No, he's fine.
Maybe he could take a couple more games off just to kind of chill a little bit.
Maybe that's why they got
a couple more off days.
Nick brought up that the tackles left, which was interesting. You're talking about depth and you're talking about succession plans and stuff. I just wonder what I would love. I'm not the Chris Ballard fake behind the scenes where it's all scripted and he's just doing it to get like a viral clip. He's basically the RG3 of
he's good,
uncensored
man.
Draft.
He might put a little extra on it, but he's good.
Yeah, he's the king of the trying to go viral with the behind the scenes video. I would love to hear what the conversation, like of all the conversations that the Texans could have had, like if we could have heard it, there would be two conversations that I would really want to hear. Number one, the cornerbacks, where they're sitting there and they're talking about cornerbacks, talking about Lassiter versus Kool-Aid McKinstry versus Dejean, hearing what they had to say about the cornerbacks.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the number one conversation.
Yes.
That I would love to, I would love to be on a fly on a wall for. Like, where did they stack Lassiter up against Kool-Aid and Dejean? Where are we at there?
Yeah.
That would be conversation one. Conversation two would be, how far did the discussion go when it came to Blake Fisher at tackle? Like, but not behind the scenes, not this Nick Caserio going up there and saying Titus is one of the best tackles in the league crap. But did they at any point say, okay, this guy might be a better player than Titus Howard now? Did they say, okay, we need this guy to develop into a starter in 2 years and he's already better than Charlie Heck, so he can be the swing tackle in the short term? I'm sure that they brought up the injuries and stuff, but I would love to just be behind the scenes and hear what they actually had to say about those two guys and what those discussions were like.
Yeah, the first one, there's a card, there's an email, there's a website, there's a spreadsheet somewhere that has their final rankings of cornerbacks. Somewhere. Now, where was Lassiter on that ranking, on that spreadsheet? Was he ahead of, would they have drafted him anyway? I don't think so personally, but I think.
Boy, I tell you what, though.
It's there. No, there is.
Well, if they would have taken him over Kool-Aid, then they should be very. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's fan reaction.
Glad that he was taken.
Well, I mean, yeah. I think there would be some upset fans if they passed on Kool-Aid for Lassiter. But I just would love to hear how they had that and what they truly think of Blake Fisher, because you can convince me that once you start paying C.J. Stroud, not having to draft a tackle and having a guy that you can start at either the left or right side, you can convince me that's great value.
Mm-hmm.
And it's necessary, too, because we see teams all the time having to make tough decisions where they say goodbye to offensive linemen. Buffalo, Baltimore, Kansas City, like they get to that point. So if you proactively avoided that and your tackles are as good as you thought, that's good. Now, if he beats out Titus Howard, I guess that's good-ish because you got a better player than him. But you're still going to kind of be handcuffed with Titus in the next 2 years. I just wonder what they really think about it. John Harris seems to think that, I won't put words in his mouth. I did text him, but and he also said it on the air. He seems to think that Fisher might perhaps be the best right tackle on the team.
There's no way in hell they're going to allow him to beat him out.
You don't think so?
No. No chance.
See, I think DeMeco might have a say in this. Nick doesn't want him to beat him out.
18.
Nick doesn't want to beat him out.
$18 million.
I know, but I think DeMeco might have a say in this. I really do.
If Titus Howard is making $18 million and is the swing tackle, Jack, no chance. Because we know he ain't
going back to guard.
What
about moving back to guard?
Why not center?
Right. Well, not center.
Let's see if a tight end. I think he played that in high school. Let's go
Running back?
Let's go back to – for the life of me, like – to the point you all were making, I heard it earlier, you just said it just now. Man, if he's one of the best tackles in football, and honestly, especially if you take it down to right tackle, the times that he has played right tackle, like as an ascending player, I could see how you could say, yeah, I really like what he does over there. For the life of me, I can't believe you moved that guy to guard.
Yeah. Well.
my whole thing, the whole time it happened.
How'd you feel about the tackle, Clint?
I hated it.
Oh, can't wait.
I thought it was a wasted pick.
Yeah?
Hated it.
I tried, but now, look, now, I, now, the kid now, made, now Ron tried to warn you.
Well, I mean, yeah, Ron tried to stir the pot on the receivers, too, but they didn't touch one of them.
I told you to be wary of the offensive lineman. Here's the deal.
The kid may be great, and it may end up working out for the Texans. I just don't think the Texans are in a place right now to use premium draft picks on guys that are that may contribute in a couple years. If this kid's better than Tytus Howard, then one, it was a good pick, but two, we really got to talk about Tytus Howard getting that payday.
Yeah.
We really got to talk about the comments of the general manager talking about him. He is one of the best right tackles in the game. Play him at right tackle, and here we are having a conversation about him. A second round draft pick taken. That ain't never pissed a drop. That was the second best tackle at Notre Dame, by the way. That ain't never pissed a drop in the league is better than him.
You're listening to KILT AM, KILT HD2. The Drive is live.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.